Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this third instalment of the Lanchester EP podcast, broadcasting this week from Hungary, where I have some of our Year 5 pupils with me this week on an Erasmus project. So, boys, where have we been off to today?
Budapest.
Been in Budapest. How did we get to Budapest today?
Train.
Been on the train. How long is the train journey from?
Two hours.
So we're about 2 hours away. And which town are we in this weekend?
Oike.
Yeah. We've discovered this week. It's not Oike. It's Oike. We've got there. So had about 2 hours on the train this morning into Budapest. And actually, when we got to Budapest, we got on another mode of transport. What mode of transport did we get on in Budapest?
A tram.
Tram. Budapest quite famous for their trams. You often see them when you do internet searches on postcards and so on. So what colour are the trams, Charlie?
Yellow.
Yeah, yellow. So lots of the transport in Budapest is actually yellow. We've seen yellow trams, and what else is yellow?
Yellow taxis.
The taxis, yeah. So yellow trams, yellow taxis. So where did the tram take us to?
The Science Museum.
Yeah, went to the Science Museum first, and we'll come back to talk about the castle a little bit. So went to the Science Museum. I really enjoyed the Science Museum this morning. I think you did too. So what type of things did you do in the Science Museum, or what did you enjoy the most?
As soon as we got in, there was like some science experiments.
There was lots of science experiments. You did one with water. What was it you had to do with the water?
You had to spin this round.
Like a handle, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And what happened when you spun the handle around?
It made the metal plate inside spin, that it started to make an underwater tornado.
It did look like a tornado in the water. It was really sort of exciting when you were watching that. Anybody else got anything that they enjoyed doing in the
science? My favourite one was this like tube and a flat piece of paper, like cardboard paper, and the air was pushing out the tube, and you were lifting the paper up. And it was pushing it down, but as soon as you got up to the top, it like sucked it in.
So it made like a vacuum, didn't it? Yeah. You would think it would sort of be pushing everything away from it, but then there became a point when actually it sucked it in. So really good morning at the Science Museum. Something a little bit different than anything that we've got in the UK. I had a little bit of lunch, got back on the tram. So where did the tram take us to this afternoon? Where have we been to this afternoon?
Castle.
Well, have we been to the castle? And we talked the other day about how the river separates the Buddha side from the Pest side. So which side were we on this afternoon? Which side is the castle? The castle is on the Buddha side, looking out to Pest. Over which river? Which river separates the river Danube, wasn't it? And the other day we were talking about the fact that we'd seen some shoes. It's sort of like a statue in some way, like a monument where there was shoes alongside the river Danube. And we weren't too sure what the shoes were. We had a little bit of look online, and actually we discovered they were to do with what some of that actually we were learning about in school last month. Can we remember the name? It's we begin with H.
Holocaust Memorial.
Yeah, the Holocaust. So we were lucky. We had a gentleman called Ziggy who visited us in school at Lanchester last month, and Ziggy was a Holocaust survivor. And actually, Ziggy himself had been from Hungary, and we discovered that those shoes alongside the River Danube actually really sadly were. During the Holocaust, Jews were made to line up alongside the River Danube. They were made to take their shoes off, and then they were shot so that the bodies would fall into the River Danube. So there was shoes there to remember the many hundreds, probably many thousands of Jews who sadly lost their life in that way during the Holocaust. So very, very sad for us to discover that, and very moving when we seen those shoes alongside the River Danube. Got back on the train this afternoon, 2 hours back on the train back to Eike, and we're a little bit disappointed because tomorrow is World Book Day. Normally in school we do lots of things around World Book Day, but weren't able to do that obviously with us being out in Hungary, so we did something a little bit different. We used an app on the train. Which app did we use on the train?
Pixelmate.
Pixomatic, one of Mr. Bailey's favourite apps. So we decided, well, if we can't be in the UK for World Book Day, we'll bring some of our favourite book characters out to Budapest with us. So who would like to describe which book character they have picked, where they put the book character, how they do it? Tom, which book character did you pick?
I picked Paddington Bear.
Paddington Bear?
After our famous Charlie Bear.
we've had Charlie Bear this weekend. We've nicknamed Charlie Bear, so we thought, well, we'll have Paddington Bear. Where did you put Paddington Bear? I think it was a building that we visited on Monday.
It was in front of the Parliament building.
Yeah, it was. Put Paddington Bear in front of the Parliament building. So, Tom, can you describe how the Pixelmatic app works?
Yeah, so you choose a picture off the internet, and then you save to images, and then you log into Pixelmatic, and then you you print the picture of Paddington onto there, and then
you got it cut, haven't you? Yeah.
Yeah. Really, and then you got to cut the picture of Paddington, and then you press the little add button, and it's change background. Then you can, off your pictures, you can take the picture of the building, and put it in the back, and then pinch and zoom Paddington around the thing.
Yeah, so do whatever you want. It's actually a really simple app to use, but really effective. So Tom's had Paddington Bay outside of the Parliament building. Charlie, which book character did you choose?
I went for Diary of the Wimpy Kid.
Diary of the Wimpy Kid. What's the character called in Diary of the Wimpy Kid?
Greg Heffley.
Greg, yes. We've had Greg in Budapest with us today. We've had Paddington Bay. Owen, who did you have?
BFG,
didn't you? Yeah, BFG looked really good. And what about yourself, Joseph?
Dobby,
because I know Dobby's from which book and film?
Harry Potter.
So we've had loads of characters there as well. Mr. Bailey chose that Iron Man. I've put some of those on Twitter, so if you want to have a look at our Pixelmatic World Book Day pictures, then you can see those on Twitter. Be down for a lovely meal this evening as part of our Erasmus project this week, as well as our Hungarian guests. We've got a school and children from Germany as well, so they've been with us having a lovely meal. I think we're absolutely stuffed tonight, haven't we? The food, I've never seen such a big plate full of food when it came out tonight. We've definitely eaten a lot of witch food this week.
Chicken,
wasn't it?
Chicken's my favourite food.
I think it's a good job of light chicken. We've had absolutely loads of chicken this week. And to keep us amused, we've been playing a bit of a game this evening. What's the game that we've been playing, Owen? The Land of
Og.
We've been playing a game called The Land of Og. So we're going to sort of set this game as a challenge to our listeners this evening. So the boys were told that there was this mysterious land, the Land of Og. And we started off by telling the boys some things that are in the Land of Og and some things that are not in the Land of Og. So, for example, there are trees, but there are no branches. There is grass, but there's no roads.
There's carrots, but no parsnips.
Yeah, quite right, Mr. Gill. There are carrots, but there's no parsnips. So, I wonder if anyone at home is starting to work out the rule as to why some things are in the Land of Og and why some things are not in the Land of Og. Charlie, could you tell me something else that is in the Land of Og?
Coffee.
There is coffee in the Land of Og, but what is there not in the Land of Og?
Tea.
Yeah, so we've got coffee, but we haven't got tea. What about yourself, Tom? What is in the Land of Og, what's not?
Cattle, and there's not any pigs.
Ah, good farming clue there. So there's cattle, but there's not any pigs. Owen, what about yourself? Something that is in the Land of Og, but something that's not?
A rabbit, and not in Og, is a pig.
Yeah, so a good animal clue there. And what about yourself, Joseph? Something that's in the Land of Og. Well, are you in the Land of Og?
No.
You're not in the Land of Og. Joseph wouldn't be in the Land of Og. But who is in the Land of Og? Somebody who's with us.
Mr. Gill.
Mr. Gill would be in the Land
of Og.
But Mr. Bailey
Thomas, but he just needs to change his name a bit.
He might need to change a little bit. Tommy would be in the Land of Og, but not Tom in the Land of Og. So I wouldn't have anybody who's listening has guessed how things are and aren't the Land of Og. We've had a real good laugh. It took some of us a few hours to work out the rule about the Land of Og.
I've got two good ones.
Two good ones. Well, I wonder if our listeners can sort of maybe comment with some good ones to us as well about the Land of Og. So it's our last night here in Oika, last night in the farmhouse. Certainly been spoilt a little bit with our lovely accommodation. So what have we got planned then tomorrow? What have we got planned? Where are you going tomorrow morning?
School.
back in school, I'm back in school, and like, oh, I had a lovely day in school yesterday, so looking forward to spending some more time in the lessons there tomorrow, and then tomorrow afternoon, back on the train, going back to?
Budapest.
Yeah, this week we've been sort of split a little bit between Oika and Budapest. So it's been lovely hearing all the comments from people who've been listening to our podcast back home. I know lots of your parents have been listening. It's been a lovely way for them to keep up with what we've been doing. But lots of other people as well. Some of my friends, my family have been listening, sending me messages telling me that they've been listening to the podcast. I know some of our teachers back in school have been listening as well. So big shout out to
Mr. Stevenson.
Mr. Stevenson, Miss Coyle, they've both been listening. So if Miss Coyle's class are listening or Mr. Stevenson's class are listening, big shout out to you all the way from Hungary. Shall we say a big shout out to everyone back at school in Lanchester? Say a big hello.
Hi guys!
Hello everyone, hope that has reached you all the way here from Hungary. So we're going to say goodnight because it's getting quite late. It's quarter past 10 now here in Hungary, so actually it may be interesting for the boys and girls back. What time is it back in the UK then?
Quarter past 9.
So yeah, quarter past 10 for us, quarter past 9 back home. We are now ahead here in Hungary. So I think we better say goodnight for tonight from our podcast, and also goodnight from Hungary, as it's time for the boys to head off to bed now before another busy day again tomorrow. So thank you very much, everyone. Hope you've enjoyed listening to our podcast this evening, and we'll be back with you again for the final time tomorrow night when Mrs. Davis and Mr. Knighton are going to be joining us as well for our final podcast from Hungary this week.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye, everyone. Bye. Take care. Thank you.